Newspaper publishers Melinda Munson and Gretchen Wemhoff knew taking over a small-town paper would be tough, but they didn't anticipate a global pandemic, the collapse of the town's cruise industry, or becoming documentary stars.
What keeps a community alive? It's the people, their stories, and the information they use to build their lives. One Alaskan town is dangerously close to losing all three. It may be up to two unlikely characters to save it.
Awkward. Very, very, very awkward.
They're on board.
Gretchen's a natural. I am not. They're like, don't look at the camera. And I'm like, what camera? Where?
Munson says she's tickled to be part of an Alaska documentary whose focus is two women.
And two middle-aged women.
Thanks.
They aren't getting paid for the work, but Wemhoff says she sees the story's merit. She and Munson took over the paper just days before COVID-19 decimated the local economy, crippling the paper's finances. The paper's visitor guide is a linchpin to its profitability.
We're both independent, intelligent women who have a sense of obligation. You know, we took on a challenge and we're not going to give up just because it's tough.
They were both so focused on telling Skagway stories that they didn't realize they'd become one of them. Here's Munson.
Because we're just in survival mode and we're just trying to make it to the next issue and the next issue and the next issue. But Stan's in Colorado just really having deep thoughts about our paper.
Stan is Stan Bush, who runs Go North Productions. And he and two photographers filmed in town this week. He hopes to find a buyer for what could be a full-length film or documentary series following the local newspaper's fight for survival. He left town right after graduating from Skagway High, class of 02, and he's back again for this project.
This story, to me, is about the power of the news to begin with. And we are following the tracking of Skagway News because information in a crisis is extremely important, particularly localized information.
Bush says he's not just talking about how the pandemic has shaken the economy, but also about local news's fight against misinformation in the era of fake news and Facebook. And he has a perspective. He got his start at the Skagway News, and he used to help broadcast basketball games for this radio station. He credits his experience at the paper with his later opportunities. College, and a career as a broadcast journalist at CBS in Colorado. He says Skagway was once his gateway to the world. Now he's turning his worldly lens back to the Upper Lynn Canal.
Because what happens in Skagway is really a microcosm for what happens around the country. And it's because Skagway is such a unique community that all of the issues that we're seeing, not just around the country, but around the world, have a confluence here.
Empty streets, a vacant dock, a closed border, an industry on the rocks. What will happen to the town, its people, their bonds? Will the paper provide hope and inspiration? Or will their work lead to the last front page?
Bush says the title, The Last Front Page, it's a nod to the last frontier and the high stakes. But he says he's hopeful the paper will pull through. Munson and Wemhoff are betting their livelihoods on it. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Claire Strimple.